The Virgin Mary is one of the most frequently depicted people in the history of Western art, second only to Jesus by some scholars' counts. Now the Yale University Art Gallery may have a treasure they didn't know they had. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports a new book says the gallery might house the oldest known painting of Mary.
It was painted on the wall of a house around 240 AD, just over 200 years after Jesus died. In the 1920s, Yale archaeologists found it while excavating an ancient city in Syria called Dura Europus, or Dura for short. The Yale Gallery has a room devoted to artifacts from Dura, and that's where you'll find the painting, tucked away in a corner. It's small and faded. Yale curator Lisa Brody points it out to me.
We see a figure leaning over, and there's a round structure in front of her. This has traditionally been identified as the Samaritan woman at the well, and people have accepted it because it made sense. There was no reason people saw to question it.
Michael Peppert is a professor of theology at Fordham University. He did see a reason to question it.
I started to uncover this whole tradition of the Annunciation to Mary at a water source. It turns out that this tradition comes primarily from the East. It's well represented in Syria.
Peppert is the author of a new book called The World's Oldest Church. It's about the city of Dura and its religious art. He says this painting could show the moment Mary learned she'd give birth to Jesus. That famous moment is known to Christians as the Annunciation. He says if this is Mary, then the moment of her life that Western artists have depicted over and over again for centuries may have non-Western origins.
So most of what Western Christians know comes out of the Western tradition based in Rome that came down through Europe. But there's this very robust and ancient tradition coming out of Syria, the cradle of Christianity.
Today, there's a war in Syria, and the Islamic State controls the territory where the ancient city of Dura was built. The militant group is known for looting and destroying historical artifacts. Lisa Brody says archaeologists know those ruins held a lot more treasures, but it may be too late to save them.
We have reports from dawn to dusk, hundreds and hundreds of people digging holes in the surface of the archaeological site, aerial photographs that show the entire surface covered with these holes, people searching for antiquities to sell on the black market.
That means that ultimately, almost everything left to see and appreciate from Dura might be in New Haven, Connecticut. In April, Yale and the United Nations are hosting a colloquium to talk about what universities and museums can do to protect ancient art from threats like the Islamic State. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.